Hey guys, this is your girl Michelle G, and I'm coming to you live because I just wanted to give you guys a quick couple of announcements about what I got coming up, going on in 2018. I want to do this show briefly because, and just give you a rundown, I'm not feeling my best today, and I have a lot of stuff going on, and I know that you have noticed that I haven't had a full show as of yet in 2018. And maybe tonight's show will briefly explain to you why. Before I give you a rundown of what I got coming, I just wanted to be a little bit honest and transparent with you for a few moments. I spoke with you all last week about scheduling yourself in your calendar this year, making sure that you, when you fill up your calendar and your planner, to make sure that when you're filling in those dates that you schedule yourself in. Now, you all know me, and you know me to always be one who is very straightforward, very transparent, and if something's come up for me and something that I've realized that, you know, oftentimes what I tell you all, I'm telling you all, but it's helping me as well. So with that being said, I also mentioned last week about how my calendar is really filling up, and for the first time I've actually got to use a calendar and a planner because I've got something going on almost every month of the year already. And even those months that are not, that I don't have events scheduled, I have the Be Inspired with Michelle G show. So that's still stuff that needs to be done. And I know that some of those dates are going to be filled in as well. I haven't done a full show yet this year because I have been rearranging and vamping a lot of different things. The Be Inspired with Michelle G show, I told you last week that there's going to be some adjusting to it, and I thought it may have been in the area of the time, but I'm thinking that time is, you know, is going to be, going to stay the same, but there's going to be some adjusting and rearranging of the setup of my show. As well as I've been doing some rearranging and some things with my business. Because you all know that I wear many hats. And, you know, I was always taught that when you do something, that you need to do it in excellence or don't do it at all, especially when your name is on it. In that same spirit of me taking that time for, you know, in that same spirit, I want to take some time for myself. I have also had to learn, and I've been learning in these last couple of days, that I have to be all right with where I am. I've said it many times before. I've said it, you know, and you guys know that once I get an idea, I'm ready to go right into it, full force, and I'm working on it. And don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong with it, and you can definitely work on more than one thing at a time, because I'm oftentimes doing that. And women, we do that all the time. We multitask on a daily basis. So there's nothing wrong with that. But for me, I've had to step back and take a breather because I want to give you all the best of me. And when I present something, I want it to be right. And God had to remind me to slow down. Now, when I work, I'm still going to be in beast mode. I'm still going to push out. You know, push out those things that I need to push out, and everything that I've gotten that God has given me, I know is going to come to pass. I just have to slow down, and so I won't burn myself out. Like I mentioned last week, you know, about Justin the Be Inspired with Michelle G show, I believe that you all are going to like the changes. For me, I'm maturing and I'm growing, and the things as I'm growing and maturing, I'm finding that I have interests and passions in a lot of different areas, and there's things that's inside me that I want to and desire to be more active in, and one of those things is being involved in the community right here in Myrtle Beach. I live in the city of Myrtle Beach, right in the middle of the city of Myrtle Beach. And I have to admit that I haven't been as active. I see things, but I haven't been as active as I should be, as, you know, in the community. And I want to be, you know, get involved more in the community and the surrounding communities. And for me, it wouldn't be right in my eyes if I don't reach out and do some work in the community in which I grew up in Tabor City, North Carolina. So, you know, it is my desire to reach out to those who are doing positive things in the community, those who have got, you know, that see issues that are going on and they're doing something to change it. They're letting their voices be heard. And I've always said that God created this platform for me. One of the reasons God created this platform is so that people's voices can be heard. And, you know, it's also to encourage, to inspire, and to motivate, but so that people's voices can be heard. And I want to use this platform for that. Now, understand it's not going to be turn into a complete political platform because that's not the intention. But I'm going to give some time to community. And whether that be one show out of the month, or, you know, I feature somebody in the community, I'm not quite sure yet. I'm still getting quiet and hearing direction. But, you know, that's what I meant by readjusting and rearranging the show, because it needs to be relevant. It needs to be relevant with everything that's going on in the world, with our youth, with everything that's, you know, the things that's going on around us. No more turning a blind eye when you see things and, you know, out of sight, out of mind doesn't mean that it goes away. Turning a blind eye doesn't mean that the issues go away. Things have to be addressed. And sometimes it's just that those who are reaching out for help, reaching out and doing those things that they're doing for attention, they just want somebody to want to know that somebody cares. So it's my prayer that you know, through the platform that God has given me, that I can take one week show and reach out and let them know I care. And there's others in the community that care about our surroundings, that care about our environment, that care about what's going on and what's going on with our youth, what's going on with our elderly, what's going on in our government, in our city, on our council. So sometimes people just want to know that there's somebody that cares and that you're willing to listen. And you're willing to provide a space for their voices to be heard. So, you know, that's one of the things that I wanted to do that I'm going to do in 2018. So, you know, you guys be looking forward to that. So the reason I haven't had a full show is because I've been working on getting things organized and getting things together. Because once I hit the ground, I'm going to be hitting the ground full force going all the way straight through 2018, because I've got a lot of stuff on my plate, a lot of stuff in my planner, a lot of stuff in, you know, but they're going to get done, because I know that God gave me them. God gave me these ideas. God gave me the instructions, the blueprint. So they're going to get accomplished. I just have to take my time and making sure that they get accomplished in the right way, in the way that He wants them to be accomplished. So, with all of that being said, I'm going to give you the rundown of just some of the things that I've got upcoming in 2018, and then I'm going to get off the air because it's cold, it's a little bit rainy and wet outside, and I'm going to get me some tea, and I'm going to call it a night so that I can be at my best tomorrow. Because sometimes when it's coming down to all that being at your best, sometimes you just need to get some rest. And you all know me, I've said it many times on the show, I'm a late night, I'll be up in the middle of the night writing things, strategizing, and, you know, journaling and doing all these other things and writing down ideas and all this other stuff. And a lot of times that's when God talks to me, when I'm going to bed and I'm getting ready to go to sleep. And I say, now, Lord, you didn't just see I was up a few minutes ago? Like, I was literally up, like, this whole time. And now that I'm getting ready to go to bed, you want to talk. So, and that's exactly how I say it. So, but I get up and I write it and I get it all done. But I'm learning, and God has given me, when you mature and you get wiser, God gives you wisdom. When you ask for wisdom, God'll give you wisdom in certain things. And one of the things that He's given me wisdom is that when I feel myself getting sluggish, back it up, slow down, and get a little rest. So, the first thing that I've got coming in 2018 is next Saturday, January the 27th, 2018, from 7 to 9 p.m., I will be having my Be Inspired anniversary celebration, celebrating 1 year on the air. I marked 1 year in December, and I planned this event. So in January, next week, I am going to be having my anniversary celebration, and I turned it into a networking event as well. The tickets are only $15, and you can see the flyer with the link on my page, Michelle Gerald, on my Facebook page, Michelle Gerald or Michelle G. At this event, I got a great keynote speaker for the event, none other than Lanita Mitchell-Blackwell, and the MC will be Regina Sunshine Robinson from the Regina Sunshine Show in Atlanta. This event will be held at the Carolina Forest Rec Center, and that address is 2254 Carolina Forest Boulevard, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 29577. You can look at my Facebook page and get all the information. You can also click the link, purchase your ticket. Come from near and far. All those who have been listening, I know I've got listeners all over, and all those who have been listening, come and celebrate with me. Get to know, mingle. If you're an entrepreneur, you got stuff going on, come and celebrate with me. Get to know other entrepreneurs. Bring your business cards because you never know who you're going to meet. So come on out and celebrate. And celebrate with me. That is next Saturday, January the 27th, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Carolina Forest Recreation Center. Look on my Facebook page and get all the information on the flyer, and you can click there and go ahead and purchase your ticket. Also coming up in March the 9th and the 10th, 2018, I will be doing my first annual Vendor Expo. And I say annual because I want to have it every year. And every year I want to build onto it and expand it. So this is going to be the first annual. And on March the 9th, there will be a meet and greet for all the entrepreneurs. And for those who are going to be vending at the event the next day, we're going to have a meet and greet at Damon's Restaurant located by the ocean right here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This flyer for this will be coming out this week, in the next couple of days, actually. So look for it on my page again, Michelle Gerald, or on my Michelle G page. Now, on March the 10th, the actual vending day will be held also at Carolina Forest Recreation Center. And you're going to notice that a lot of the events I do is going to be at Carolina Forest Recreation Center, and that's because I have had, and I'm recommending them to all those who are listening, if you want to have an event, they are friendly, they're accommodating, the venue pricing is very reasonable, and they're just nice people. And so a lot of my events I've had there because they create a space, they help provide the space that I'm needing for what it is that I have to do. So that is going to be March the 9th and the 10th. So once you see the advertisement, I want you guys to go ahead and sign up, purchase your table, because table space will be limited. But I am calling all entrepreneurs, if you have clothing, if you have a product, jewelry, there's going to be, you know, there'll be spaces for that. You have your choice of either round tables or rectangle tables, but there's a shortage on round tables, so you guys need to, when you see the advertisement on my page, go ahead, sign up for it, because it's going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. I am also looking for at least two authors to be there that can be able to sell their books. So be on the lookout for the information. It's going to be a great event. Okay, coming up in June the 22nd and the 23rd of 2018, MC Productions will be doing an Express Yourself Expo. This is also going to be held at Carolina Forest Recreation Center, which is 2254 Carolina Forest Boulevard in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. MC Productions is a company that Minister Cliandria Bellamy and myself have linked up together to form. And this expo is going to be filled with spoken word, poetry, music, art, and just a lot of culture, a lot of, you know, just so you can come and experience, or have a total different experience. I do have to warn you that it is a no-judgment zone. We want people to have this open platform. We're creating this open platform for them to express themselves, whether they do it through song, whether they do it through music, spoken word, poetry, whatever, or they display, there'll be artwork displayed around the venue for and there's even going to be a spot for young people. The young people can register and come and show your talents. So it's just going to be a platform for people to come and express yourself. And that's what it was created. That was the idea that Minister Cliandria Bellamy had, and I'm grateful that she asked me to come along and team up with her so that we can get it done. I'm excited about it. That's going to be June the 22nd and the 23rd. You guys look for the advertisement for this, and it will be on the MC production page. You can go on and like the page. It'll be on Michelle Gerald's page or Michelle G page. You can go and find it up there. Be on the lookout, because the applications are coming out soon for all those who would like to participate. Be on the lookout. It's going to be great. The next thing that I have coming, you guys, I told you my schedule was really busy this year, and I'm super excited about it. If you guys are followers of me, you guys, especially on Facebook, you saw that I posted the beginning of the month, Sisters Inspiring Sisters, SIS. And I'm starting that this year. This is a real big one for me. It's a passion of mine, a passion that God has turned into a purpose for me. I feel like it was always a purpose for me. So I'm going to rearrange how I said that. I'm going to rephrase that. It's not just that God turned it into a purpose. It's just that I finally realized that it was my purpose. So, because God already knew what he purposed me here for, so I just realized that it was my purpose. So I am purposed to help build sisterhood. And because I want this to be right, it will be coming to you in the latter part of the year, not toward the end, more toward the middle, but not, you know, not right now. But what I will be doing, just like you saw the video on my page, go look on my page, Michelle Gerald page, go look on my Facebook page, and you will see the video that I did of, my PR person did. She did all that, Darshawn Wickerson, that she did of the advertisement for it. So if you guys will keep looking out and keep watching for the trailers that will be following leading up to our actual first SIS event, which is going to be a workshop, and haven't figured out the schedule or what day, but I just want you to be looking out because it is coming. I don't want you guys to think that I announced it and I dropped the ball on it and that I'm not going to do it. I am. But like I said, this is going to be something, this is a big one for me. It's at my heart. So I want it to be right, and I want to make sure that I follow the instructions and the strategy and the plan that God gave me. I want to make sure that I do it exactly how he wants me to do it and execute it exactly how he tells me to. So with that, it takes time. So it's coming. Keep looking out for the trailer videos leading up to it that's going to give you more insight of what SIS is going to be all about. So also I have coming up in November, all the way toward the end of the year, it's another MC production event that we'll be bringing to you. That's going to be a wonderful event that's going to help people express their creativity. I won't go into great details about what it is, but trust me, when you see the advertisement, you're going to be excited about it. So I'm just going to say be on the lookout for the next event after the one in June for MC Productions coming in November of 2018. And the last thing that I want to tell you tonight that I'm going to be announcing tonight is my first full show on the Be Inspired with Michelle G show will be January 31st, 2018, beginning at 6:30 p.m. My guest will be the lovely Miss Christine Adams from Alabama. She is a wonderful, wonderful young lady. I've had the pleasure of speaking with her just the other night on Sunday evening, and it was almost as if I've known her forever. We just started talking, and it was like when you know that God has made a connection, the conversation just flows. There's no stumbling. There's no, you know, the conversation just flows. And I am so excited about having her on the show and being able to interview her. She is a new author, and we will be discussing what it's like to love yourself, to embrace who you are. And she will also be telling us about and promoting her new and how how the concept of that book came about. So we're going to give her that space to promote her book, but I want to also take the time for you guys to see and talk to her and hear part of her testimony and how she got to the place that she was, that she is now, from where she was in her thinking and in her mindset. So I know it's going to be a wonderful show, and I'm just excited. So January 31st, the last Wednesday of the year, of January, I'm going to be having my first full show of the Be Inspired, first full show on the Be Inspired with Michelle G show for the year 2018. I'm excited. And you guys know when I get really excited about stuff, I start talking extremely fast. So that's why I kind of just stumbled over my word just a minute ago. So you guys also know that I'm just as real as I can be. So, yeah, I stumbled over my word just a minute ago because I got excited. And now I'm going to have to bring it down, calm it down just a second. I digress. So that's what I've got so far. It's not all that I have that is on my calendar, but that's enough for tonight. That's all I'm going to share with you guys for tonight. But keep listening. I'll be making announcements on my show every week. I'll be making announcements on my Facebook page. And you guys, if you're out there listening and you plan to be at my event next Saturday, keep an eye on my page because there's going to be some giveaways at the event. And what I'm doing is I started on yesterday, and every day up until Friday of next week, I'm going to be posting little hints and little clues about personal things and little fun facts about Michelle G. And at the event, who can answer those questions? You don't know which questions it's going to be. You don't know which ones I'm going to ask you. So it behooves you to look at my page every day. Because what I'll do, I'll post something like today. I posted something that I really dislike doing, and you would never catch me doing it voluntarily. Hashtag shopping. Shopping is the answer. I do not like to shop. So keep an eye out and look. The answer is always in the hashtag. So watch every day on my page, the Michelle G page or Michelle Gerald. Look on the Michelle Gerald page and see what I'm posting on tomorrow. And if you come to the event, have your answers ready, because if you can answer the question correctly, you'll get the prize. And there's going to be quite a few of them given out on that night. So I'm going to go ahead and get off the air. I'm going to make me some hot tea, and I'm going to relax. So I just wanted to come on here, and I wanted you all to just know that it is always my desire to give you the best, to give you the best product, to give you the best of me, the best, present you the best show. I try to be always to be transparent when I can. So I'll say this. I'm learning to be all right with where I am, working at a pace that I can get everything that God has given me done, but that I can also do it in excellence and do it exactly how he tells me to do it, so that, number one, he gets the glory. And so that I am not, and also so that I'm not burning myself out. I'm learning to take time for me. Because trust me, there's two things, there's two dates already on my calendar that I didn't mention to you all, but it would be a vacation for me. I've scheduled a vacation. Let's just say, and I'm thinking that I got the dates right, in October, I'm going to be on a cruise. So just, yeah, I'm going to be on a cruise. Super excited about that. But anyway, I'm taking time for me. And next week there'll probably be a quick live show again because it's the week of my event. And if you know about planning an event, it gets really, really busy. So I'll just pop on, say hi, remind people about the event, and then I'll be off the air. But that next week, going full force all the way through to the end of 2018 so I can have another celebration for my two-year anniversary. So I thank you guys. Get ready, Be Inspired listeners. It's going to be a great year. I'm excited about what God has given me. I'm excited about what he's helping me put together so that I can present to you. And I know that it's all for me to serve my purpose. And you guys know I say this all the time. Live on purpose. Live with purpose. And always serve your purpose. That's what I try to live by. And every now and again, God has to slow me down to remind me. So, thank you all. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for being dedicated and devoted to listen to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I really do have a gift of gab, because I was only going to be up here for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and I've actually almost done a whole 30-minute show. So I'm getting off now to get me some rest. I'll pop back on next week just to say hi, remind you guys of the show, but be ready on January the 31st, starting at 6:30. Tune in so you can listen to this lovely, lovely, lovely lady, Miss Adams. I promise you, you'll be blessed. I promise you, you'll be inspired. And I know you'll be sitting there after she promotes her book. You'll be ready for it to come out so you can go ahead and purchase your copy. So tune in. Tune in next week for the pop-on, well, actually the live show at 6:30, just a hello. And then after that, we're going full force to 2018. I love you guys, and you know I always say good night and be blessed.